If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My coworker should stop whistling Taylor Swift songs. He's not paid to be a canary. Two eggs in your omelet? Whoa, settle down, Rockefeller. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hit music station, 98 BXY.
585-252-9800 is a number to call if you feel you need to clear
the air
this morning for There, I Said It. We'll go to James first, who's texting in this morning. What's up, James? Thanks for your unpopular opinion. He says, stop ruining your food with ketchup. There, I said it. If you throw it on a steak, you don't deserve to eat steak because it drives me nuts the amount of people who ruin a good meal with this condiment.
Oof.
Yes, the ketchup on steak. I did do it at 8 years old. I'm not going to lie.
I don't eat steak. And I don't really like ketchup, so tomatoes?
I don't know. Who doesn't like ketchup? You know what I mean? I do love ketchup.
It's all right. It's all right.
It's just all salt.
Good morning, guys. I'm not trying to be mean, but if you guys want an unpopular opinion, here it is. If you cannot comfortably sit in a plane seat, you should be forced to purchase 2 plane tickets. There, I said it. Oof.
Oh, dear.
The seatbelt extender.
Yikes.
What do you got over there?
Mine for today is this. I truly believe there's no better feeling in the entire world than a brand new hoodie or crew neck. There, I said it. After like 4 or 5 wears or washes, it becomes a little pilly and then it's not comfortable anymore. But brand new, it's soft, it's light, it's airy. And then I don't want it after a month of wears.
I mean, I love a good crew neck, but I could keep it forever. I never feel a need
but
to throw it out.
But the inside is like not, the softness texture is not the same as when you first got it.
That's why you should only wash it like every 20 wears.
Yeah, but if you're running marathons in it.
yeah, of course. Yeah.
You gotta do it. You gotta do it. Do you agree?
they lose the softness, but I don't care that much. They're still comfortable.
But I will say, like, you don't notice it as much until you get a brand new one that you're like, oh, this is what it could feel like, as soft as the one that I just got out of the packaging.
We did just get some brand new PXY Morning Moose and Breezy crew necks out off the press.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Joe goes, yeah, I put them all away.
I would know. Like one. He goes, I would actually like one.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Crystal says, I think we all need to stop apologizing or feeling embarrassed if you don't know how to use chopsticks. There isn't anything wrong with using a fork to eat sushi or Chinese food. There, I said it. I have to disagree with you on that one.
I will too. It makes the sushi fall apart if you stab it.
You can't eat it with a fork. I took my buddy out once to a really nice restaurant to get sushi. And he's like, he asked the waiter, he's like, excuse me, do you guys have like a fork or something? She's like, what? I'm like, come on, just learn to use.
You can't eat sushi with a fork.
Do you know how to use chopsticks?
Yeah, I mean, like, I know how to eat sushi, but I'm not gonna, I won't eat like fried rice with chopsticks.
So?
I will.
You what?
I will eat fried rice with chopsticks.
One grain at a time?
Yeah, I mean, that's harder to do. You could just use a spoon. I don't think anyone's gonna get offended.
But I'll do the.
So I told my buddy, you should just, you know, out of respect, we're an authentic sushi restaurant in a very nice city. You should just try and use them. So he gets the chopstick and he stabs the sushi with it.
I was going to say, he just.
You knew
right
what he did.
Yeah. He poked right through it.
You knew exactly what he did.
SMH.
Yeah.
SMH. This person says, low waisted jeans look bad on literally everyone. There, I said it. I mean, yeah, I don't.
I don't know. I feel like that's rage bait. Right there.
it's rage bait?
Yeah. You're familiar with that term, right?
Why do you say that?
Because it definitely looks good on some people. Like, not everyone.
Know.
Not everyone, but when some people.
When your pelvis is, like, poking out, it's just...
Well, men aren't wearing low-waisted jeans.
Right.
Right?
It's just, not, some men are.
Well, some men are, yeah. Let's go over to our friend Hunter. Let's go over to...
No, Matt. I'm like, you were just with one on Saturday.
Let's go over to this person. Just because you wrap something in bacon doesn't automatically mean it's going to taste good. There, I said it. Well, I'm going to have to disagree with you on that one.
I politely decline. Elderly folks age 80 and up should not drive. When they're driving 10 miles below the speed limit, it's an obvious sign it's time to retire your license because you're slowing down traffic. There, I said it. This is the hottest take this show will ever see. We talk about it. It recycles itself once every 3 months about the age in which you should have your license taken away.
Now, we brought this up last year, and we got into deep conversation about it because there was that woman that accidentally backed out of a parking lot. She was a senior, and she killed a woman that was walking behind her. And she shouldn't have had her driver's license. And so what's the age? 80? I said 80. We had people call in and say 60. 60. I'm like, 60?
Like, that's my mom.
What? It's a little too young.
Yeah.
No.
There's a lot of six-year-olds that are with it.
I really think you should just, like, have to retest.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to, is you should just have to retake your driver's test.
Like, I think once every 10 years, retest is valid.
Yeah.
Because I know a lot of people my age that they just don't know how to drive anymore.
Yeah. What's yours for today, Joseph? Shoot it to us straight.
I guess it's just the retesting drivers. I think once every 10 years.
Low-hanging fruit.
She's such a hater. Tim says, I'm laughing in the car right now with my wife because she is the queen of putting ketchup on steak. She also prefers it well done because she thinks any pink in the middle of meat will kill her instantly.
Nope.
That's definitely not how that one works.
Nope. That's not how it works.
People eat like raw steak.
I know. I love when it's dripping just a little bit of blood.
That would be me.
I don't know who this guy is. And then we'll go over to Dave that says, wing stop, more like wing slop.
That's not even a hot take.
Again, low-hanging fruit.
Well, I don't understand.
Do we even have a wing stop here?
Yeah. Grease Ridge Mall.
What?
Yeah.
In the mall?
Yeah.
Since when?
It's right next to the all the other restaurants that are like right on the outside of the mall there.
You're right, Joe.
There's a wing stop
right.
in Grease. My God, I did not know that.
Right next to Billy's.
I love wing stop.
Yeah.
Oh, so you don't agree?
No.
Oh, it is wing slop? Why? Too much sauce?
No, it's just...
I'm on a map right now. There's an elderly woman pushing a cart across the way. I love that.
Is there a cart full of wings?
No, it's just the sauce.
So what's better, Wingstop or Buffalo Wild Wings?
B-dubs.
B-dubs all day, baby. You know, it's sad to say, because we have so many great places in this city that offer outstanding wings. But when I was living in Hollywood, the best place you can go to get wings was Buffalo Wild Wings. That's
it. Yeah, that tracks.
That's it. It was the best place. And I was like, oh, man, this is my only option.
Because they're probably the only place around there that didn't, like, bread their wings. Right?
Of course, Grease has all the chain restaurants.
You want to go hit up a B-dubs after the show?
I mean...
Webster, here we come.
I don't have a card right now.
Yeah, you're paying.
We got to talk about that coming up, though. Intern Joe's card got hacked. Therefore, his girlfriend now is in charge of finances.
That's what Moose says anyway.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment. All so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.